Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place.
Oh, get that angel to shut up, my Lord.
The glory fills this place.
Go tell angel to come here. Don't
Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season,
you need a healing.
Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, truly, I don't want to be left out. I don't want the Lord to do anything in this season without me. When he's pouring out his blessings, hallelujah, I want to make sure that I am included. When he's giving out instructions, I want to be sure that I'm included. When he's teaching me the way of holiness, I want to be sure that I'm included. Bless the Lord today. Truly, I give him glory and I give him honor for all his wonderful blessings. Today is a day that the nation has set aside as Memorial Day. And on this day, we honor our fallen troops. We honor our soldiers. We honor our loved ones that have died naturally and through tragedy. We honor them today on this Memorial Day, and we say happy Memorial Day to each and every one of you, those that have lost loved ones, those that have lost family members that have served in the military, those that have lost soldiers that have been on the front line, those that have lost leaders that was very precious to them, those that have lost children that they have born into this world, and even those children that have lost parents, we honor you on today. Amen. As I begin to think about my own daughter and her passing about 14 years ago, she was murdered in the streets of New Orleans. And on this past weekend, I saw my third youngest granddaughter turn 18 years old on Thursday, and the following day on Friday, she graduated from senior high school. Hallelujah. Certainly, I wish my daughter was able to be in the land of the living to witness that awesome and that auspicious occasion, but she wasn't. Amen. She was not here. She's not here. She's called on to be with the Lord. But I thank God for entrusting me with four grandchildren and also a niece. And this is the fourth young lady that I've seen walk across the stage with honors. Hallelujah. And I say, when I say with honors, meaning there was no drama. She didn't have no babies out of wedlock. She has been a wonderful, gracious young lady. I don't remember with one time when she was in elementary school that I had to go to school for Rayelle. She's been a jewel. She's been a wonderful granddaughter. And we are here at my niece's home today to celebrate her 18th birthday and her graduation. We did not do it on Thursday and Friday, and we thought this would be an appropriate day to do that. Amen. But again, you know, this is my assignment, and I don't take it lightly. I don't take this assignment lightly, and I don't take any days off. Yes, I know it's a holiday, and some people may be saying, well, folks is off work. That's good. I take no time off an assignment that God has given to me. God gave me this assignment. And I feel bad when I have to take off. I only know two instances that I've taken off. So I just want to read into your hearing today, and then we're going to get off the line because I do want to celebrate my granddaughter's 18th birthday and congratulate her on her accomplishments graduating from high school. Amen. And I wish her much, much, much more success. Amen. So we're here with family and friends today, and I just want to get on this line and just read into your hearing today. Amen. I'd like to read, I'd like to read to you Psalm number 12. And it reads, "Help, Lord, for the godly man seeks it, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with strong lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all fat flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who hath said, without tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." Hallelujah. I read to you Psalm 12. And that was not in my thinking today. Hallelujah. That was not where my mind was traveling to today. But I bless the Lord for the reading of his word. And I just want to say to you all on today, and I want to elaborate just for a few minutes on this first verse. It says in Psalm 12 and 1, "Help, Lord, for the godly man seeks it, for the faithful fail from among the children of men." What is this saying, Sister Lord? It's saying, who can we look to today? Men's hearts, the Bible say, is failing us from fear. The godly man ceases. Where is the godly? Where is the just? Where is the righteous? We already know that the Bible says only the pure in heart shall see God. If your heart is not pure, you won't see God. If you're not godly, you won't see God. If you're not righteous, you won't see God. If you're not obedient, you won't see God. You won't see him in peace, I'll say. Amen. Amen. So we just thank you. Once again, we thank you for an opportunity to come on this line. We're still looking if God don't continue on with favor with God is better. We've been on that series for 2 weeks, and I'm looking for what the Lord would have us to discuss on this week. This scripture says, the godly man sees it. Help, Lord, for the godly man sees it. I'm saying, help, Lord, for there is none righteous. Help, Lord, for there are none seeking after you. Help, Lord, because we won't be honest with one another. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today, God. For all that you're doing, I bless you for who you are, God. Oh, God. Help us, Lord Jesus. For you said in Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. We bless you today. We give you glory and we give you praise. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Join us this week for a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We'll be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And on Friday, we have Provoked Fridays. And on Saturday, we have They Overcame with Minister Billy Burns. Continue to remember the citywide crusade that we'll be sponsoring and hosting on September the 5th through the 7th in Raleigh, North Carolina. All roads lead to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're looking for you to come and be a support. God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to close this segment out. We've been on about 18 minutes, and we're going to close out this segment with the praise medley by Tamla Mann. God bless you all. I'll see you on tomorrow.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy. What you hear.
God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Have a beautiful Memorial Day. In Jesus' name.